Good morning. Welcome. As we continue in our fellowship and in our worship and learning this morning, I'm going to read from Psalm 82. This is a psalm of Asaph. God takes his stand in his own congregation. He judges in the midst of the rulers. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Vindicate the weak and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and destitute. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you will die like men and fall like any one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for it is you who possess all the nations.
Give thanks. will dance before you. I will shout it to you.
I will live
only for you. I will lift these hands unto you. I will dance before you.
I will dance.
God in my way.
Thank you. Awesome and great is your name. Christ, you overcame. You overcame. You overcame.
One more time.
Yes, you overcame.
God, we thank you for these times of worship where when we sing of you, our hearts just grow and expand with love for you and for the freedom that you've won for us, God. And we have in these moments also, God, as we have in other moments in life too, where we have a glimpse into the glory and the wonder of what you've done for us, the freedom that you have bought for us, that we know, God, that you are the God that overcame in the past tense, and yet you are still overcoming in our lives as we give you our brokenness, as we give you our hurts and our fears, as we give you our sickness and death. God, you overcome, you have overcome death. And God, we know that as we sang in another song today, that even that we can sing your praises even when triumph is still on its way, because we know that you are a conqueror and we are conquerors and we are co-heirs with Christ. And so on that promise we can stand. And God, we just thank you and praise you for who you are. What a wonderful Savior you are. And so, God, with that in mind, we come to you with our prayer concerns this morning. We pray for everybody on this list here who needs healing. We know that you are the healer, and you, even when on this earth we do not see physical healing, we know that ultimately you will heal all things for all of time. And God, we pray today for Davina Schober, who finds herself at LGH yet again. Just pray that you'd be with her, that she would know your peace. And pray that you would help the doctors to get to the bottom of the ailments and sicknesses that she deals with on an ongoing basis. We also pray for Jim McCardle, Krista Cody's father. Just be with him as he's experiencing some pretty severe back pain. Just pray that he would find relief from that, and that the doctors or the medicines and things like that would be able to bring about a relief from the pain for him. And God, we thank you, we give you praise that even in death, as we have two deaths to think about this morning, that we heard that the mother of John Hobbs just recently passed away, and also Dale Whitmer's aunt, Kathy Rife Snyder, has gone home to be with you. And we thank you that, as John said of his mother, that she has made it to the house, that God has called her to his side, and that, as John said in his email, that he knows that he's going to be there soon with her too. And we thank you, God, for the hope that we have in you, even in the face of physical death. And just pray that you be with Dale's family and John and the Hobbs family as they grieve a homegoing of one of their own. And God, we thank you and praise you for the new life that is coming in our church and outside of our church as friends we know. Pray for the De Leones as they have a birth coming soon in February. Pray for the Red K's as they're having a baby in March, and the Walneys in April. Pray for the Megan Bradigan as she is having twins coming in April. And pray for Greg and Rosalie Pichiro as they have a baby due in May. And we also pray as we look beyond our church gathering here to the greater world. We pray for the ways that we are involved in missions. We pray especially this morning, as we will be having a commissioning later, for Mary Hannah, who's going on a medical mission to Kenya beginning Wednesday. She'll be leaving early Wednesday. Just pray that you'd be with her, that she would have strength, physical strength to keep up with all of the very busy schedule I know they have and the long days of tending to people and their ailments. Just pray that you'd be with her as she goes. We pray for Deanne Zimmerman as she ministers in Thailand at the school. Just be with her. Pray for Mark and Kristen Cody and family down in Peru with Kids Alive. Just be with them. Pray that they would just continue to grow in you and as they serve and serve the least of these in Peru. Pray for Tiffany Nunez as she's going through medical school through Victoria's Fund, and and overseeing a children's ministry. Just pray that you'd be with her, that you would give her strength. And we also pray for the work in Ethiopia that the Shannon family is involved in, and the way that our church here, many among us, support them, and the church supports them as well. Just pray that you'd be with them in their Embracing Hope Ethiopia, and as they be with them as they expand, and I believe into Turkey with the same sort of ministry, just be with them, God. And yes, God, we pray that in the greater world that the worship of you would come to places where it is not right now. And we know that your kingdom is an ever-expanding, ever-growing thing on this earth. And we just pray that hearts would be changed and people would see the light of your love and your grace all over the world. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to be here and good to see all of you. Hi, Abigail. And I'm going to jump right in here to the announcements. Father's Forest this Friday. Children ages 4 and up are invited to attend, so come out for that. It also, there's a note here in the bulletin that we'll be collecting items for the Penn Manor Food Bank. On the back of our prayer list, there's a list of food for the Penn Manor Food Bank, so you can look at that and have the children bring some items. Also, Kids Choir, we're going to be having another meeting, an ongoing weekly meeting on Tuesdays from 6:15 to 7. So keep that in your ongoing calendar. Also, men's breakfast will be this Friday, January 27th from 6 to 7. I'm looking forward to that. I missed, I think, a few of those, so I'm looking forward to being there again. We meet at a Lewis Family Diner on Marietta Avenue in Roarstown. Also, if maybe some of you did remember this, some didn't, but there are items, I think it was in an email to everyone, items that Mary Hannah could use for her trip to Kenya. If you brought them today, this is going to be the last Sunday that she can take them with her. If you forgot your stuff, I just talked to Mary Hannah downstairs, you can drop them off at her house up until noontime Tuesday. By then, she'll have to begin start getting the stuff in the suitcases. She'll be leaving at 4 a.m. Wednesday. So if you have items for Mary Hannah to go with to Kenya, make sure you have them to her house by Tuesday. I believe that's everything. There's also an announcement here about LCCS open houses. If you're interested in that, it's on the back of the bulletin here. You can attend one of those. I believe that is everything. Go ahead, Nancy.
I'm going to undecorate the church.
Undecorating today. Okay. Today?
Next Sunday.
Okay. All right. Next Sunday, undecorating. Plan on putting that in your calendar. And I believe at this time, we're going to be having a commission. Go ahead, Martha. Oh, we had a birthday. What did you say? Abigail's birthday is on the 29th. Yeah, and I believe Nate had a birthday yesterday. Yeah, so.
We're going to be commissioning Mary, who's taking care of kids today. She's on her way up. I welcome Aubrey back. She, as you know, we heard the letter of the great time she was having down in Peru, and she got home safely, and she is sort of marinating and contemplating all the experiences and letting them settle in for what she has. Is it true that Mary is on her way up here? Okay. That's great. Mary's serving. That's typical. She's going to be serving in Kenya. I'd like her to give us a little update. This is a pause. We have pause everywhere, you know. There's pause on the internet. There's pauses in music. Some people think Selah, you know, the word Selah in the Psalms is a musical pause. We're really not sure what it is. No scholars have totally agreed on what that is, but pauses are valuable. Do we have a miscommunication here? Or? Oh, he did. Okay. All right. Well, that would take her away pretty long. So, I'm talking about talking today. About words. The wonder of words.
Not Mary, but she is coming.
Yeah, we must have gotten the signals crossed. What's that?
The baton.
Oh, the relief. Okay.
The relief is stolen.
Is she going to be all out of breath to tell us about what she's doing? How about we pray for her then? No, we better find out what she's doing first. This is Mary's. How many trips, Ron?
I think it's 3 or 4.
Yeah. Is it? Natalie has a third one. Okay. Just seems like yesterday she was gone, right? We should, yes. This what?
Food poisoning,
yeah. That's because you're doing your own cooking? Okay. I am standing up, but it's not a routine. I'm getting interference. I can talk about why we commission people. We send people. Oh, there you are, Mary. Sorry we didn't get you up here, but that's okay. Are you out of breath, or can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to do?
Well, we are packing up as many medical supplies as we can. We were hoping to go to schools and orphanages, too. We don't quite have enough people this year, so we're mainly going to do the clinic. We need special prayer because all the hospitals have been on strike for a month, so we're going to be inundated. So just pray for strength for all of us, and that God would do what his will is for us in this situation.
Yeah.
From
well, we.
Maybe it was chasing the toddlers down there. No, they were good. So.
Tell us what
18 days.
What are you doing?
I'm doing breathing treatments and vitals and pharmacy type, and whatever else. Fainting people, you know. We had a lot of those.
These are medical people, and
yeah,
the need there is way greater than what they can meet.
Yeah, so. And especially since there's been no medical care, even miles away. Every camp is different, and we see God rise to the situation and work through us and the people in new ways each time we go. This is my third trip. So, just pray every day that we can be a light. And the people there bless us too. It's not like we just go and we're the great white healers or something.
Do you actually?
We have wonderful relationships with them.
Are there more people? Do you have to actually close at the end of the day and when people just have to leave without being met? Is that overwhelming?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. One camp, it was a little scary. We had to shut the doors and they were trying to bust in and stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll pray for you.
But usually, and for the leaders of the villages, they usually oversee and try to contain any of that activity, and everybody wants to see the dentist, so now we're having them sign up for so many people for appointments. But and just prayers that we can do as much as possible in that short time. And this is to be a sustaining clinic. There's only one paid employee. The Kenyan nurses and nurse practitioners, they take vacation from their regular job and come and work once a month in this clinic, and they come extra during the time we're there. So we need support for the rest of the year also. So
good to know.
It's always a...
Yep, that's good to know. So we'll pray for you, Mary.
Okay.
Do you feel like kneeling? If you want to, you don't have to. Ron, do you want to come on up and join us? You just stand with us. You can, I'll say the prayer. Lord, we just thank you for Mary's heart, a heart that takes what's in her skill set medically and is willing to travel across the ocean to Africa, to this nation of Kenya, where she has been before and brought her medical skills in respiration, as well as her smiling face and her faith, alongside of the other members of her team. I've heard that this is a smaller team than before, and yet they're in faith going. Help us to be faithful even this week yet in adding some supplies that can go with her on behalf of these folks in Kenya. We pray for their physical well-being, that the medical treatments and care and therapies and all that is administered there will be a help to them medically and physically. And also the fact that it's being brought in the name of Jesus, that it can be a help and encouragement to these folks spiritually as well. We pray for safety for Mary and her team as they travel, and as they're in Kenya. We pray for good fellowship with one another as they experience you in the midst of them and their gathering, and that there's a real blessing to your kingdom that goes forward from here. We thank you, Lord, that we can actually go with her in the Spirit in these 18 days as she goes and ministers in this faraway land. We send her in your name. We commission her to this work, to this calling. We pray that the work they do will undergird this clinic that will continue throughout the year, and that you bring forth those who can staff it when this team is not there. And we commit it all to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. God bless you. And now we may welcome one another in Jesus' name.